Well, Curiosity is the fourth rover that NASA has landed on Mars since 1997. So what it's doing, it's carrying a much larger suite of instruments than the earlier rovers, and it's looking to characterise environments on Mars that may in the past, or maybe even now, would have been suitable for the development of life. So it's not just looking for water, it's looking more broadly at environmental conditions in the past on Mars to, look at whether or not it's possible that life might have developed then, and whether conditions in the Gale Crater area where it's landed even today are conducive for life either to be developing now, or if it has developed in the past, to be still existing today.
Well, the internet has been going nuts this week with speculation of a pending big discovery.
Yeah, the internet has a tendency to go nuts quite frequently on the basis of very, very slender evidence. Now, in this particular instance, what started this was an interview a few days ago now with one of the leading investigators on one of the instruments on Curiosity. This is an instrument called SAM, which stands for the Sample Analysis on Mars. And essentially, it's like a small chemical laboratory that the rover's carrying inside it. And what this can do is analyse samples of the soil or samples of the air on Mars to actually look at its chemical content. And John Grotzinger, who's the so-called project scientist for Curiosity, was actually being interviewed on the National Public Radio in the US. And he mentioned that some of the data that they were getting back from a recent soil analysis of the through the SAM experiment was, as he described it, data that's going to be one for the history books. Now, when that interview was reported, the reporter himself added a comment of it being an earth-shaking or earth-shattering discovery. So, of course, that's not exactly what Grotzinger said, but the internet sort of immediately jumped on this idea of some earth-shattering discovery. And there's been rampant speculation since then of, that he's possibly found that the vehicle has possibly found evidence of current life on Mars, or perhaps some evidence of fossilised life on Mars. But in fact, this is purely speculation.
But if one of the, we have to admit, it is quite intriguing, if one of the chief scientists in charge of this soil analysis unit on the robot has said that they've come back with some earth-shattering news or discoveries.
What he said,
some history books, one for the history,
one for the history books. But what scientists consider something for the history books, and what the general public considers something for the history books, could be two very different things. This is where people have to, as I say, be very wary about rampant speculation on the internet. It's possible that what the team has found could be something like evidence of organic molecules in the Martian soil. And organic molecules, while they're exciting if you're a scientist and they're very interesting, are not of themselves evidence or proof of life.
Okay.
Organic molecules actually exist floating in space. They exist in meteorites, and in fact, one would expect that you might find organic molecules on the surface of Mars because they would be delivered there, as they have been delivered to the surface of the Earth by meteorites falling on Mars.
So we're not expecting an announcement of little green men being found on Mars anytime soon.
We're certainly not expecting an announcement of little green men.
Okay.
I mean, I think it would be absolutely fantastic if what they are going to announce is a finding of life, but the life that they find will be, if that's what they've discovered, it would be microbial life, very, very simple forms of life.
But nonetheless, still building blocks of life on another planet.
Look, absolutely. If it's ever, if they have found evidence of simple microbial life, that is absolutely amazing. That is earth-shattering. But the odds, well, I say the odds, it's more likely that, in fact, their announcement is going to be something that is extremely scientifically interesting and historically important from a scientific finding sense, but not necessarily earth-shattering from the point of view of the public.
So we've almost run out of time, Kerry. Can we pin you down for maybe get your take on what we're expecting to hear from NASA and maybe get you to speculate a little bit?
To be quite honest, I'm not wanting to speculate because we really don't know what kind of what kind of data they're coming up with. There has been speculation, sensible speculation out there in the media, that it's possible that they're going to announce the finding of organic molecules in the soil. And as I said, that's something that would be not unexpected. But beyond that, it's really hard to know. I mean, ideally, I would love it if they're going to come out and say, we have found evidence of microbial life on Mars, but I'm not going to speculate that that's what they're saying.